Drive Home with Stacey and Jay Spoo. East Coast Radio.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. This is a fan of your show, Deepika's Tomorrow, from Effingham. I go to Effingham Secondary School. From grade 1 onwards, right up to matric, I have always been good at my academics and I've always been a top achiever. Academics was a very important part of my life, so I always made sure that I focused on my academics. I wasn't always inside studying my books. In my primary school years, it just came naturally. And in my high school, I always ensured that I had enough time to myself as well. But I always wanted to be able to achieve something with my life and be able to put my family in a better place one day, to be able to do more things for my family. So I think that was what drove me to focus on my school so that I can one day be able to achieve things for myself and for my family. So during the lockdown, I self-studied. I taught myself most of my syllabus. And then when I went back to school, I was just revising it as my teachers would teach me. So I had like a study schedule planned out where I would plan myself and pace myself every day to study for my matric exams. I would work to pass two papers. So all of that helped me to prepare for my exams. During the COVID, with all the challenges in COVID, I always had to keep myself motivated to remind myself of my goals and what I want to achieve to remain focused. I did have a goal. My goal was to get my 7 distinctions and a 95% aggregate, which I completely shocked myself and I surpassed it, and I received actually a 96% aggregate at the end of my matric year. So I'm extremely grateful to God for being able to achieve that. So my actual achievement is that I came first nationally in the quintile 4, which is, I think, the public school. So nationally, I came first in the quintile 4. I found out on Friday, I think it was. Friday, the department had contacted me and told me that the Minister of Basic Education was inviting me to the function. So that is when I found out. My family, they were very emotional. They were like, we didn't quite understand what was really happening. We couldn't process it. So we were all just really emotional and shocked. I would first like to thank my family for the support and their guidance. My teachers and my tutor, Mr. Ramanarayan, I would like to thank them for always believing in me and for educating me. And I would like to thank my friends as well, because they also supported me and made all the stress a little less. And they also helped me a lot.
Drive Home with Stacey and Jay Spoo. East Coast Radio.